Welcome to another Taste of Heaven, folks. This is a special evening. It's the 40th candle lighting service at Upper Milford Mennonite. And just as in the past 39, it's time for us now to lose ourselves in the wonder, in the mystery, in the joy, in the miracle of this event of God with us. So hear these words. All God's people, boys, girls, women and men, come and worship. Shepherds, magi, saints and angels, come and worship. Come and worship. All who need the Savior, all who long for comfort, come and worship. Come and worship Christ, the newborn King. Let us pray. All glory to you this evening, great God, for the gift of your Son, light in the darkness and hope of the world, whom you sent to save us. With singing angels, let us praise your name and tell the story, tell the earth God's story, that all may believe, rejoice, and bow down, acknowledging your love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray this. Amen.
Amen. There's a star in the sky this winter night.
Rise up, shepherds, and follow.
All the world can behold its shining light.
Rise up, shepherds, and follow. Come on and rise up, rise up, rise up.
Luke 2, chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. At that time, Emperor Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the Roman Empire. When this first census took place, Quirinius was the governor of Syria. Everyone, then, went to register himself, each to his own hometown. Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, the birthplace of King David. Joseph went there because he was a descendant of David. He went to register with Mary, who was promised in marriage to him. She was pregnant. And while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in cloths, and laid him in a manger. There was no room for them to stay in the inn.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see you come in. If you can hang on just a moment, I'll see you to a room for you then. I just need to finish up this edition. What's that? It's not about a room? You've got a question. Oh my. What a question. That was a long, long time ago. And that was a long, long way away. But the memories of men are also long, and few have forgotten my sad part in this, unless maybe they have forgotten the truth about it. You can never blame people for forgetting the truth because it's such a subtle thing. It's evasive, it's an evasive commodity. In fact, all that distinguishes a truth from a lie may be no more than a flutter of an eyelid or the tone of a voice. If I were to say I believe, that might be a lie. But if I were to say I believe, that might be the truth. So I do not blame posterity for forgetting the subtleties and making me out to be the dark villain in all this. The heartless one who said, no room, no room. I'll even grant you that a kind of villainy may be involved in part of the truth. But if you want to speak the whole truth, then you'll have to call me a villain with at least a catch in your voice, a hesitation perhaps, maybe even a tear from your eye. Because nothing is entirely dark, not even the human heart. I speak to you as men of this world, not as idealists, but as realists. Do you know what it is like to run an inn? Do you know what it's like to run a business? A family, to run anything in this world for that matter, even your own life. It's like being lost in a forest of a million trees, and each tree is a thing to be done. Is there fresh linen on the beds? Did the children put on their coats before they went outside? Has the letter been written or the book read? Is there enough money left in the bank? Today we have food on our plates and clothes on our backs. But what can we do so that tomorrow they will still be there? A million trees, a million things. After a while we have eyes for nothing else. A dead sparrow lying on the ground at our feet in the dust. It's something to be kicked out of our way, not the mystery of death. The calling of children outside your window. just a distraction, an irrelevance, not life, not the wildest miracle of them all. That whispering in the air that comes sudden and soft from nowhere. It's just the wind, just the wind. Of course, I remember very well the evening they arrived. I was working on my accounts, and I looked up just in time to see the woman coming through the door. She walked in that slow, heavy-footed way, as though they were walking in a dream, or perhaps at the bottom of the sea. Her husband stood a little while behind her, a tongue-tied, helpless kind of man, I thought. I cannot remember them saying anything, although I suppose some words must have passed. But at least it was mostly silence. The clumsy silence of the poor, you know what I mean. It was clear enough what they wanted. The stars had come out. I remember the stars perfectly, though I don't know why I should. Sitting inside as I was, the cat jumped up on the table I was working at, and I had not stood up, of course. There was mainly just silence. Then it happened much in the way you have heard. I didn't lie about there being no room. There really was none. But if there had been room, perhaps I would have lied, as much for their sakes as for the sake of the inn. They would have felt more at home in the stable, that's all. And I do not mean that unkindly either, God knows. Later that night, when the baby came, I wasn't there. I was lost somewhere, the unenchanted forest of a million trees, 15 steps down to the cellar. Watch your head on the way going down. Firewood's on the left. If the fire goes out, the heart freezes. A whisper? No, only the wind, the wind. I speak to you as men of the world. So when the baby came, I was not around, and I saw none of it. As for what I heard, just of that moment of birth when nobody becomes somebody, I do not know rightly what I heard. But this I do know, my own true love. All your life long, you wait. You wait for your own true love to come. We all of us do. Our destiny, our heart's desire. So how am I to say it? When he came, I missed him. Pray for me, brothers and sisters. Pray for this innkeeper. Pray for me and pray for us all, my own true love.
your baby boy would one day walk on water.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters?
Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you
your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand?
Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod?
And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know?
Heaven's perfect lamb,
and the sleeping child you're holding
is the great I Am. Mary, did you know?
You may be seated. And to all of you who have transported us over to the into the ethereal, thank you. But it is time now for us to peel ourselves off the rafters of the great halls of heaven and come back to earth. And we're going to do that with a candle lighting service in a bit. You see, we've been in the great glories of God, the presence of the light of the world. Now we're going to come and we're going to light our candles to say we will be the light of the world to those around us. Christ is our light. We will take Christ's light and shine it to others. And so, if you give me my candle, and we'll light it off the Christ candle. See, I wanted to stay up in heaven. I'll invite you to stand again, and as we've done in the past, invite you to start from the aisles in the front. I will light the first two, and then if you want to turn around, turn to light the ones behind you. Make a circle around the outside of the sanctuary, and then after that, Marge will lead us in two verses of Silent Night. I'll do a benediction, and we'll be ready to go. Okay, let's begin. Shall we begin?
Holy night.
the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the Magi, the obedience of Joseph and Mary. And the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas, and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be upon you and remain you with you always. Amen and amen. Go. Go in the peace of the light of the world.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas!
Wish Stock and Holly
right over here.
All right. That's a take.
Hey, I like it. Well, you're looking good tonight. Now, this is frosty one.
What's happening? No, this is Maria, friend of the families. No. My wife, she just gets off at 7 o'clock.
She comes from years.
She goes to our Hofa car.
Of church.
She goes to our church. We see her on TV all the time.
I don't get up in this TV.
No, I don't.
I never met your wife.
You never get to meet Sharon.
Oh, geez. You got 1 year to share with you.
Well, what happened? That's right. You're here to Christmas, right?
Next year.
Oh, you're here next year.
Yeah, he's still
here.
What the
heck? Here I thought you were. You made my day. I did not know that. Well, you did. I'm just a guy.
I was just starting.
Oh, I know, yeah.
So tonight is just like you just talking.